Hello everyone. Have you heard of the word kintsugi? That's K-I-N-T-S-U-G-I. Look it up on Google, you may have some fun. And you'll be hearing about it more in a moment. But here's a song sung and recorded by me, Jesus, You Are Changing Me.
Jesus, You are changing me by Your Spirit. You're making me like You. Jesus, You're transforming me, that Your loveliness may be seen in all I do.
What is kintsugi? Well, it's a Japanese golden joinery. It was said that a governor in the 15th century had a beautiful Chinese tea bowl that he greatly treasured. But it broke, and so he sent it away to China to be repaired. But when it came back, it was no longer beautiful. It was ugly, repaired with large metal staples. So Japanese craftsmen invented a new and unique way to mend pottery, mixing the lacquer with gold dust and filling in the cracks with it. You can see some pictures on Google. So beautiful was the effect that people would deliberately break their valuable pots so that the craftsmen could do their wonderful, beautifying repair work. And the articles became more valuable after the treatment than they ever had been before it. So the cracks became part of the bowl's history, but carefully and lovingly restored, making them an outstanding part of the pot's beauty. Now, isn't that like that with us and God? He never wastes what we've been through as He moulds us to becoming more like Christ. Some of the people I work with in ministry have found that the heartbreaks they've been through have now become a means that God uses to help them bring healing and comfort to others because they so understand what others have been through. Psalm 147 verse 3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He gives beauty for ashes, doesn't He? He says about us, His beloved, this is Song of Solomon 4:7. All beautiful you are, my darling. There is no flaw in you. He's changing things, making it all new, isn't He? And it reminds me of the story of Jeremiah in the potter's workshop. Remember? The potter, he was shaping the clay, but it was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel. As someone said to me the other day, embrace change. Don't resist it. Let God your Father mould you. Let God mould you today.